We will continue with capital allowances by looking at the special rate pool. The Finance Act 2008 introduced a special rate pool for qualifying expenditure incurred from the 6th of April 2008, or the 1st of April 2008 for companies. Expenditure to be allocated to the special rate pool will consist of expenditure incurred on 1. Integral features, 2. Long life assets, 3. Thermal insulation of buildings used in a business, and 4. Cars with CO2 emissions of more than 160 grams per kilometre. Cars will be dealt with separately in Lecture 13. Assets that fall into the special rate pool will be eligible for the annual investment allowance. Any excess expenditure will be placed in a separate special rate pool where it will be eligible for a 10% writing down allowance rather than the 20% allowance that is available to assets going into the general pool. Therefore, when allocating the annual investment allowance, first allocate the annual investment allowance to assets in the special rate pool, then allocate any remaining annual investment allowance to general plant and machinery. Let's consider integral features in some more detail. As we saw in a previous lecture, for capital allowances purposes, the boundary between what is plant and machinery and what is a commercial building is not absolutely clear. Instead, case law draws a distinction between equipment with which a business is carried on and the premises or setting in which the business is carried on. These case law tests were, to a certain extent, consolidated and given statutory authority in the Capital Allowances Act of 2001. This has essentially meant that certain assets which are integral to a building, such as air conditioning systems and lifts, etc., previously qualified for writing down allowances at the old rate, prior to April 2008, of 25%, whereas other assets, such as electrical and water systems, were deemed to be part of the building, and so did not qualify for capital allowances. From the 6th of April 2008, integral features are separately identified in the special rate pool, on which writing down allowances will be given at 10%. According to the government, assets such as lifts and air conditioning systems have a longer economic life than other more productive equipment used in the business. So the special rate pool offers a more appropriate rate of write-off for these assets. Finance Act 2008 introduced a list of features which are integral to a building and which will therefore only qualify for capital allowances at 10%. These are lifts, escalators and moving walkways, space and water heating systems, air conditioning and air cooling systems, hot and cold water systems, excluding toilet and kitchen facilities, electric lighting and power systems, and external solar shading. Long life assets are assets with a predicted useful life of at least 25 years. Typically, this will apply to very specific trades, such as large manufacturing trades, power stations, aircraft and shipbuilding, etc., where some assets can be expected to be used in the business for a very long time. Like integral features, long life assets are taken to the special rate pool and are given writing down allowances at 10% on a reducing balance basis. However, items are not treated as a long life asset where total expenditure in the accounting period on such assets does not exceed £100,000. If a sole trader or company buys assets with an expected useful life of over 25 years, but the expenditure on such assets in the period is less than £100,000, the asset is treated as a standard piece of plant and machinery, and normal writing down allowances are available at a rate of 20%. This £100,000 limit is adjusted for short or long accounting periods. For example, if a trader draws accounts for a 6-month accounting period, the long life asset limit would be £50,000. For a group of companies, the £100,000 limit is adjusted for the number of associated companies. If an asset is acquired second hand and had originally received a 20% writing down allowance, it will continue to obtain relief at 20%. If an asset has been treated as a long life asset by a seller, the buyer, regardless of how much he buys the asset for, will also have to treat the asset as a long life asset. Once a long life asset, always a long life asset. By way of illustration, Jamie runs a business making aquariums and garden fish ponds. He started trading on the 1st of May 2009 and prepared his first set of accounts for a 15-month period to the 31st of July 2010. Jamie incurred the following capital expenditure during that period. In May 2009, he bought a factory for £300,000 and spent £25,000 on air conditioning units. In October 2009, he spent £30,000 on energy efficient motors. In December 2009, he spent £25,000 installing a new roof on the staff canteen, and in May 2010, he bought three delivery vans for £66,000. Let's look at the solution. Expenditure on the factory and new roof do not qualify for plant and machinery capital allowances as they are part of the building. The air conditioning units are integral features that are eligible for a 10% writing down allowance in the special rate pool. However, it is preferable to claim the 100% AIA against this expenditure. The energy efficient motors are eligible for 100% FYA. The accounting period straddles the 6th of April 2010. Therefore, the maximum AIA available must be calculated by time apportioning the AIA limits. 11 months of the accounting period falls before the 6th of April 2010, and 4 months falls on or after the 6th of April 2010. This gives us a maximum AIA of 11/12 of £50,000 plus 4/12 of £100,000, which totals £79,166. Of this £79,166 AIA limit, no more than £50,000 can be allocated to expenditure incurred before the 6th of April 2010. £25,000 of the AIA has been allocated to the air conditioning units. This is the only expenditure incurred before the 6th of April 2010 for AIA purposes, and therefore there is £54,166 of AIA left to allocate to other plant and machinery additions. The remaining £54,166 of AIA is allocated to the delivery vans, and the balance of the van cost goes into the general pool, where it is eligible for a 20% writing down allowance. Let's see what the computations look like. Start by setting out the accounting period and relevant columns. Now inset the additions in the relevant columns. So, air conditioning into the AIA column, energy efficient motors into the 100% FYA column, and the cost of the van is split so that as much as possible uses up the remaining AIA, and the balance of £11,834 goes into the general pool. Next, deduct the allowances. £30,000 from the FYA column so that nothing is left here. Then claim £79,166 AIA, which is the maximum allowed for the 15-month period. And finally, claim a 20% writing down allowance on the expenditure in the general pool, remembering to gross up the allowance to reflect the 15-month period. Now we just need to tidy up the computation by inserting the balance carried forward at the 31st of July 2010 as £8,875 and insert the total allowances claimed for the period as £112,125. Remember, the factory and roof do not appear at all as they are not plant and machinery. None of the expenditure is allocated to the special rate pool, as the £25,000 expenditure on integral features in the period is less than the AIA limit. In the second budget of 2010, it was announced that the rate of writing down allowance for plant and machinery in the special rate pool will be reduced from 10% to 8% for accounting periods ending on or after the 6th of April 2012. The relevant date for companies is the 1st of April 2012. A hybrid rate of writing down allowance will apply to a business whose accounting period spans the 6th of April 2012. The government decided to introduce a temporary FYA of 40% for expenditure incurred on plant and machinery that would normally go into the general pool. The following assets are not eligible: cars, special rate pool expenditure, and assets that are required for leasing. The 40% FYA was available for expenditure incurred in the 12 months from the 6th of April 2009 to the 5th of April 2010 for any partnership or individual carrying on a qualifying activity, irrespective of size. The 12 months starts from the 1st of April 2009 for companies. The 40% first year allowance is not time apportioned in short or long accounting periods. Where expenditure is eligible for both AIA and the 40% FYA, careful consideration should be given as to which expenditure is allocated the AIA and which the FYA. In order to maximize allowances, the trader should allocate any special rate assets to use up the AIA first, leaving the 40% FYA for any general pool expenditure that is not covered by the remaining AIA. Let's take a look at an example. Darling draws accounts to the 30th of September each year. As you can see, in the year ended 30th of September 2010, the company buys tools and machinery, a new air conditioning system, and production equipment. The general pool brought forward at the 1st of October 2009 was £12,000. As Darling's accounting period straddles the 6th of April 2010, the maximum annual investment allowance available must be calculated by time apportioning the AIA limits. 6 months of the accounting period falls before the 6th of April 2010, and 6 months falls on or after the 6th of April 2010. This gives Darling a maximum AIA of 6/12ths of £50,000 plus 6/12ths of £100,000, which totals £75,000. Darling's expenditure totals £140,000, and so the AIA will not cover the full amount. Darling must decide which of the expenditure to allocate to the AIA. The new air conditioning system is an integral feature, and so does not qualify for the FYA of 40%. The first £15,000 of the AIA should be allocated to the air conditioning expenditure rather than claiming only the 10% WDA in the special rate pool. The production equipment, despite being general pool expenditure, is not eligible for the new 40% FYA as it was acquired after the 5th of April 2010. And so the AIA should be allocated to this equipment, leaving £15,000 of AIA available. Finally, the tools and machinery are eligible for the temporary 40% FYA, as they are general pool items bought between the 6th of April 2009 and the 5th of April 2010. £15,000 of the cost of the tools and machinery is taken to the AIA column to use up the balance of the AIA. The remaining £65,000 goes into the 40% FYA pool. Let's look at the allowances computations, and we will start by bringing in our columns. Next, bring in the balance brought forward of £12,000. Next, the additions. Remember, the air conditioning system goes into the AIA column to maximize the allowances available to this expenditure. £45,000 of the production equipment and £15,000 of the tools and machinery also goes into the AIA column to use up all of the AIA for the period. The balance of the tools will go into the 40% FYA column because they were bought between the 6th of April 2009 and the 5th of April 2010. Now for the allowances that we can claim. We claim 100% in the AIA column, totalling £75,000. 40% of the £65,000 in the FYA column. And finally, the general pool. We claim 20% of the total £12,000 that is in that pool. In total, we have capital allowances of £103,400. Don't forget to transfer the balance of the 40% FYA column back into the general pool, leaving a balance carried forward of £48,600 in that pool. From the 6th of April 2008, businesses can claim a writing down allowance of up to £1,000 when the tax written down value brought forward in either the general pool or the special rate pool, also known as the 10% pool, is £1,000 or less. This means that businesses who have very small brought forward balances in the general pool or special rate pool will no longer have to calculate writing down allowances at 20% or 10% on such pools. Instead, where the pool is £1,000 or less, after dealing with any additions or disposals in the period, the full amount can be written down. This is intended to lessen the administration burden for small businesses. Businesses do not have to take the maximum allowance. They may claim less than the whole residue if they prefer. This new rule applies for accounting periods beginning on or after the 6th of April 2008, the 1st of April 2008 for companies. The small pool limit of £1,000 is scaled up or down for short or long accounting periods. It can apply to the special 10% rate pool, but it does not apply to single asset pools. For example, Nancy is a full-time mother. But for two evenings a week, she runs a fitness class at the local community centre. Her only capital assets are some fitness equipment and a computer bought a couple of years ago for £2,800. She draws accounts annually to the 30th of June. The written down value of the general pool at the 1st of July 2009 is £1,200. We now need to calculate capital allowances for the years ended 30th of June 2010 and 2011. The written down value brought forward is £1,200. Nancy has no additions, so her capital allowances for the year at 20% are £240, giving a balance carried forward of £960. The claim for the year is therefore £240. In the year ended 30th of June 2011, she has no additions or disposals, and her written down value is less than £1,000, so she can claim relief for the whole of the tax written down value. Her capital allowances claim for the year will therefore be £960, leaving a nil balance to carry forward. That concludes this third section of capital allowances further computations.